Danny Schaefer.
For me. Good morning to you, people. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast day. Danny Schaefer Show is on the air, live and local in the TOL, the 419, the OHIO. It's Q105. It's show 713, by the way, 713 shows. Not bad today if you like it cloudy and scattered showers and possible thunderstorms. It's really a carbon copy of what we had yesterday. It's high 75. Yesterday it was 78, so 75. And then tomorrow we're going to have some sunshine and 83, so that's not bad. It's 66 right now. It's Cumulus Compound and Q105. Hello, Susan.
Morning, boss.
So I went over to the doc yesterday after the show. He's like, your lungs are clear. Your ears are clear. You got nothing wrong with you. I'm like, can you hear me? Can you hear the little... Well, yeah, it's viral. It'll run its course. So there you go.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. I can hear myself wheezing.
Oh, right. Yeah, you for sure, I mean? But...
But it's not... He said your lungs are clear.
You can do.
And so are my ears. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah,
just got to... Dude, that blows. You've had it forever.
No, what do you mean I got it forever?
You've had it forever.
Well, I have. Well, it started August.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it left, and then it came back.
You get it for weeks at a time, yeah. Though.
Well, no. How many times have I been sick in the 713 shows? Not many.
Well, I mean, when you say sick, I mean days off. That's what I go to.
Well, that's zero.
I mean, most people just, yeah.
No,
you
no.
motor through,
I have
man.
The strength of 10 men, Susan.
That's what I'm saying.
The average guy. I mean, I don't feel bad. It's just, you know, my nose running and, you know, all that. But whatever. All right. But you're good, right?
Yes. Physically, yes.
Hey, did you see who won last night?
Yeah.
The Lions!
And you know why.
Why?
Because you gave Trisha crap. And you gave her that little quick spiel, and in my head, I was like, oh,
I just jinxed him.
Because you said, there's no way the Lions are going to win.
There is no way.
Da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Yeah, hey, Pittsburgh Rick, send me the updated football picks, will you?
No.
Oh, there it is. He already sent them.
Cool.
Look at that. Yeah, I don't mind jinxing my pick. I had the Giants.
I understand. You like the
I love the Lions.
But for me.
What do you mean
for
you?
I need to win the candy bars.
Oh, come on. You're still up
your
there.
Your jinx was my jinx, man.
Was it?
Well, yeah, because we were the only two that...
You're mad at me? We're starting out the show with you mad at
no,
me?
No, I'm not mad.
Go ahead, be mad.
I can't be mad at my agent. I need you
that's
for
true.
Stuff
that's
and,
true.
And or things.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it's a good thing I'm on board here, man.
Good.
I'm telling you what.
So I'll
all right,
go.
So the football picks are in. Lions won last night in case... Yeah, I was shocked, too.
Yeah.
When I got up and found out that they won and they gave the Giants a beatdown 24-10. That's a beatdown.
That's a beatdown, dude.
It is. Yeah. Stafford looked like, you know, the high-paid quarterback that he is. Matt Prater hit a 56-yard field goal that traveled exactly 56 yards.
Wow.
It hit squarely on the right side of the crossbar and just bounced right behind the left goalpost. 17-7 halftime lead.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. All right, so here's the football pick, Susan. Let's see. You, me, Swami, and Paula went 7-1. Rob went 6-2. Trisha went 5-3.
Okay.
So the overall standings, I'm 19-4, and so is Swami. You're right on my butt at 18-5.
Okay.
Paul's right there on your butt, 17-6. And then you got Trisha one game back from you at 16-7. And then Rob, Mr. Last Place Rob, is 14-9.
Okay.
So he's five games back out of first.
Alrighty.
So
Alrighty.
You're right there. You're in the mix.
Yeah, but I
this week's going to be tough to pick them. I'm here to tell you.
Oh, no. Is
Michigan
it?
On the road at Purdue. That is not going to be an easy game to pick.
It's not an easy game?
No.
Oh, hell.
I don't think. The way Michigan's been playing, they better right the ship.
Or
it could be ugly in West Lafayette.
Uh-oh.
And I don't even know what the spread is, but whatever. And then the Lions... So you got the Brownies are on the road at the Colts.
Okay.
And then you have Atlanta at Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, and Cleveland's even favored on the road.
Okay.
So how hard is that?
Okay.
No, those are going to be hard. All right. Those are going to be hard games to pick, Susan.
All right. I got some vibes.
You,
I got people.
Ohio State doesn't matter. They're going to crush UNLV. But let's see. Where's the Michigan game? It's a late game, I think. Oh, Toledo and Miami. Miami's favored by 13.5.
Ooh.
Michigan and Purdue. Michigan's only favored by 10. Only by 10. I'm telling you.
Oh.
That game makes me very, very nervous. So This week, there's going to be some movement, is my prediction. Okay.
All right. That's cool.
Movement. We like movement. All right. We got a lot to cover today. Let's get going here with our national news headlines.
The Caribbean already reeling from Hurricane Irma, now getting ready for Maria.
Hurricane Norma is nearing Mexico. Hurricane Jose could threaten the eastern seaboard. And now there's Lee swirling in the Atlantic.
Some places in Montana have already gotten several inches of snow.
In St. Louis, another day of protests.
We're not afraid of being arrested. We're not afraid of being talked about. We're not afraid of the death threats because you will stop killing us.
Toys R Us is getting ready to file for bankruptcy.
President Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
As the Navy builds new submarines, they'll change out some technology. It won't have a traditional rotating periscope. Instead, the Navy is installing an Xbox controller.
10 European Union finance ministers have agreed to push ahead with changes to the way online companies are taxed. Google, Amazon, and Apple avoid paying millions of euros in taxes every year.
Susan, open up that blueprint price catalog and tell me what we have for our good-looking, sexy, highly intelligent listening audience.
We have our final pair of tickets to Matchbox 20.
Tonight at the zoo. So if you win these, you got to be able to come in and pick them up before, what is it, 5 or 5:30?
Yeah, I say 5 just so, five. You know, you're not running close to the
buzzer. You got to be here by 5 and then go to the show.
Yep,
tonight at the zoo. Weather's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm.
It'll be fine.
That's cool.
All right, so here's how we're going to do it. What is wrong with your sweater?
I don't know.
What are you doing? You're wrestling with your sweatshirt.
Back to the show.
Yeah, all right over there?
Yeah.
You're frazzled?
I'm frazzled.
All right, here's what we're doing today. What is the one thing about your spouse that it just annoys the crap out of you that they don't know? Okay. Or more than one thing. Okay? You text it, 419-240-1055, or you call it in, 419-240-1055.
Okay.
You got to narrow it down to one, because there's probably more than one.
Sure.
I have none. I have zero, because my kids are listening. Well, none.
None right now.
Right. Okay. Zero. So anyway, we'll start this after 6:30. Don't call now. We'll do it after 6:30. And somebody will win those Matchbox 20 tickets.
Cool.
I also have something at the bottom of the hour for teachers. Because, you know, teachers, they don't get enough credit and they don't get enough pay. They really don't for what they got to put up with. I am so thankful for teachers. I got a little thing. There's a thread going on about online about things that teachers wish parents knew. And I'm just going to give you those just to kind of fire up the teachers to get them motivated, you know?
Sure.
School's rolling. So, you know, kids are probably off their best behavior, you know, because now they're into their routine. So they're probably being jerks.
Listen to you. Yeah.
No, serious. All right. So what did you watch last night? Did you watch the Lions?
No.
I was watching the Lions. I wasn't watching the Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no.
There's really no one on Dancing with the Stars that really gets me excited. Is there... Who do you want to see in Dancing with the Stars? There's no Vanilla
Ice.
I like
Nick Lachey and Debbie Gibson.
Okay, I like Lachey. How did Debbie Gibson look? She look all
right? You know, I think so.
I didn't see her.
She looks older.
Yeah, well, I watched some of the highlights today. Well, we all
are.
The highlights and Barbara Corcoran scares the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, that's the...
Shark Tank girl?
Yeah.
She does not look like that on Shark Tank. What are they doing to her for Shark Tank that they can't do for her on Dancing with the Stars?
I think it's something with her. Her face does not look as full and as fresh
as it is on Shark Tank.
Correct.
It's like they use filler.
On Dancing with the Stars, she looked very
Sharpay-esque.
Gone.
Isn't a Sharpay the dog that's got all the wrinkles?
Isn't
that a Sharpay?
Yeah.
She looks Sharpay-esque.
Oh, really?
And she stunk.
Yeah.
Her and Bruno got into it.
Well, yeah, that was kind of funny. But
there's
got to be one in every season.
Why do they do that, though?
Not the best as everybody.
Don't they want to make it a competition, like put the best out there?
Yeah.
Do they test these people before they dance? Are they like, all right, let's see if you can dance and put on a tune and see if they got any rhythm? You know what I mean?
Don't know. Because I think there's some people who want to do the show, but they don't want it. They're not in it to win it, and they don't have the time or the commitment to go weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. So that's probably Barbara's story. She's probably like, yeah, I'll do it, but don't look for me to make it past week three. And she's fine with that. So
she's going to be the first one to go, I'm here to tell
you. Right. But deep down, she might be okay with that. Care. Even though they make it sound like, oh, no, I'm going to win this thing. Nah.
And she was they had her dance to Ludacris while they had money pouring down. That's just
weird.
Well,
it's keeping with the Shark Tank theme.
I get that,
she's
a millionaire?
She's
but
well to do. Yeah.
I mean, what? She's not the richest woman in the world. That's Oprah. Right?
Right, but Oprah didn't want to be on Dancing with the Stars, so.
Did they ask her?
I don't know.
Yeah, I bet they've asked her a ton of times. The ratings would be huge if Oprah was on there. Although I think Oprah's transitioning.
Transitioning to?
200 pounds.
Oh.
I think she's you know what I mean? She's a yo-yoer. She goes up, she goes down.
Well, we've known that about her,
she had
her,
been
though.
Down, and now it looks like she's going back up.
Well,
you know why?
That's her struggle.
And I'm the same way. Because she loves bread. I love that drop. Anyway, so you're watching Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I was watching the Lions. And I was really impressed.
I know, that's
I'm glad
nice.
I jinxed the Giants.
Well, you're glad, but I'm not.
I don't mind taking one L. I don't mind. You're only got one game out. It's only been 3 weeks. Okay?
Right.
It's anybody's right now. Even Rob's 5 games out. He could still win it.
Well, he could. Monkeys might fly out of our keisters, but he could. Oh, there's the jinky jinx. Okay, I take it back.
5 games back is easy to make up. Okay, now 5 games back in December? No.
You're screwed.
But it's September, Susan.
Where do we have to be in our spots by when to pretty much be legit?
Don't worry about it. You're in a great place right now.
No, but when is it, like December? We better be where we need to be in December or November?
If you're where you are in December, you're in a good place. If you're only 1 game back or you're right in the, within a couple games, you'll be fine.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You really want to win it this year, don't you?
Yeah, I want to win this year.
You want to do the happy dance of the football pitch?
I like my candy bars. I'm tired of paying out to other
people. All right, well, welcome Paul to the show. And if you're a school teacher, I've got something that's going to get you a little fired up. Because I know that you deal with this. I'll tell you all of that and so much more at 6:20. Oh, and plus we got the 4K a day thing today. Mm-hmm. Qualify somebody to get in on the European vacation. And Dr. D at 8:05. So we're busy today.
It's cool.